And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The British Defense Ministry reported Saturday three successive commanders of Russia's 247th Guards Assault Landing Regiment have either resigned or been killed, highlighting the extreme attrition and high turnover rates in Russia's deployed military, including its senior ranks. In its daily intelligence update on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the Defense Ministry said Unit Commander Colonel Konstantin Zaveski was killed nearly the beginning of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Then Colonel Vasily Popov was likely killed in the heavily contested Orkiv sector. The report goes on to say Colonel Pyotr Popov likely resigned his command of the 247th in August after protesting the military's failure to recover the bodies of Russian casualties. The 247th is one of Russia's most prestigious airborne regiments. Ukraine claimed responsibility, meanwhile, for attack Friday on the headquarters of Russia's Navy in Crimea, delivering a major blow for Moscow as it suffers a string of attacks on the strategically significant port in recent months. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held a rally in Toronto Friday with Canadian Ukrainians, where both leaders stressed the importance of Ukraine's future victory in its conflict with Russia. Zelensky urged Canada to stay with his country as he went to the Canadian Parliament seeking to bolster support from Western allies, and he later thanked Canadians for their support.
I'm so proud that Ukraine inspires, really, that Ukrainians inspire, and so do Canadian Ukrainians. Thank you. And I thank you all of you, that you are active.
As for Trudeau, he reiterated his country's support for Ukraine, even amidst what he called a challenging economy around the world. Zelensky flew into Canada's capital late Thursday after meetings with President Joe Biden and lawmakers in Washington. U.S. autoworkers expanded their strike Friday with a clear target for distress dealers who sell and service General Motors and Stellantis vehicles. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, during a visit to France this weekend, has challenged French President Emmanuel Macron and other European leaders to open their ports to people fleeing hardship and poverty. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Pope insisted Saturday that Europe does not face a migration emergency, but rather a long-term reality that governments must deal with humanely. The Pope addressed Macron and others at a conference center in the French port city of Marseille, where Mediterranean region Catholic bishops are meeting. His two-day visit to southern France comes as Italy's far-right-led government has responded to a new wave of arrivals by threatening a naval blockade of Tunisia and stepped up repatriations. Macron's government has beefed up border patrol on its southern border to stop the migrants from crossing over. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is establishing a new Office of Gun Violence Prevention at the White House to implement existing laws and work with local authorities to pass gun safety legislation at the state level. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Suara has details.
He announced a new federal office to support implementation of existing legislation and push further gun control efforts, appointing Vice President Kamala Harris to lead it. The move is supported by gun control activists, but slammed by arms industry lobbyists. The National Rifle Association accused Biden of unfairly targeting citizens exercising their rights to bear arms under the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, an argument refuted by Harris.
President Biden and I believe in the Second Amendment, but we also know common sense solutions are at hand.
It's unclear whether the office will impact actual policy. Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News at the White House.
Forecasters with the U.S. National Hurricane Center report Tropical Storm Ophelia is due to make landfall on the U.S. East Coast within the next few hours. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, already experiencing tropical storm force winds and pounding waves as Tropical Storm Ophelia heads closer to shore. Schools closed early in some coastal communities. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We're going to see widespread tropical storm force winds, storm surge impacts, heavy rainfall, and the potential for flooding, and also the potential for some tornadoes across portions of eastern North Carolina and Virginia.
Warnings extend from the Pamlico Sound in North Carolina all the way up into New Jersey for the weekend, with landfall expected in North Carolina. In Annapolis, Maryland, people were picking up sandbags to protect their homes, and some outdoor festivals in Virginia have already been canceled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.